Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets staged a marked intraday turnaround, pairing early gains as optimism around the US-China trade negotiations faded. The Dow was down 207 points, or 0.8%, after rising as much as 130 points in early trading. Broader S&P 500 lost 0.4% to slide back under the 2,800 mark. The NASDAQ fell 0.2%. AT&T Inc. lost 2.9% after the telecommunications giant announced plans to consolidate its affiliates and add sales groups under a single structure. In US corporate earnings, department store chains Target and Coles are slated to release their fourth quarter results tonight, Australian time. In US economic data, the Commerce Department reported that construction spending unexpectedly declined 0.6% in December versus economists' forecasts for a 0.2% rise. Europe's main markets settled with modest gains. Germany's DAX dipped 0.1%, however France's CAC rose 0.4% and Italy's FTSE MIB index up 0.2%. Eurozone retail sales figures are due tonight, Australian time. London's FTSE was up 0.4%. The Bank of England releases the minutes of their 26th of February monetary policy meeting tonight, Australian time. Base metals were mostly weaker, copper falling 0.7% to just shy of $2.91 a pound. Aluminium lost 1.7% and zinc down 1.2%. However, nickel bucked the trend, rising 0.8% and touched a six-month peak as expectations of a fourth consecutive year of supply deficit were reinforced by signs of robust demand from stainless steel mills in China. The benchmark spot iron ore contract fell 23 cents to $87.69 a metric tonne. Gold futures retreated for a sixth consecutive session, the longest such streak of decline since the nine-session fall that ended the 10th of March 2017. The LA metal fell $11.70 to $1,287.50 an ounce, the lowest settlement for the most active contract since the 24th of January. Elsewhere, Newmont Mining rejected Barrick Gold's US $17.8 billion takeover. Oil prices were higher, albeit finished off their best levels of the session. WTI settled 79 cents or 1.4% higher at $56.59 a barrel, touching an intra-session high of $57 a barrel. Brent gained 60 cents to $65.67 a barrel. US 10-year Treasury yields fell 3.3 basis points to 2.72%, and the Aussie dollar is modestly higher ahead of a busy economic calendar, buying 70.9 US cents. The Reserve Bank of Australia hold their latest monetary policy meeting today and are expected to leave interest rates on hold at 1.5% when they announce their decision at 2:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Saving Time. Far more investor focus is likely to be on the accompanying monetary policy statement.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.